Hi, everyone. Welcome to A Plus English. I'm Joe.
And I'm Angeline. So yesterday, Grandpa was cleaning out his room. He was taking everything out and making sure everything was clean. And then what happened?
Well, we had Paige, Jimmy, and Timmy. They came along, and they had a lot of questions, but they also decided help Grandpa with all his stuff.
Mm-hmm. So they found a lot of interesting things in his room, things they might have not seen before.
That's right.
What did they see? The first thing they saw was like this big, huge black
disc.
Thingy.
Yeah, round black disc. That was a record.
A record, right.
A vinyl record that you play that has music on it. And they also saw rolls of film.
The film. What was the film? Oh, the film was for the camera, right?
That's right. Grandpa said in the past, cameras needed film to take photographs.
Ah, okay. And then, Jimmy even found 2,000 NT dollars in an envelope.
That's right. And Grandpa told them that they, the three of them, could keep the money.
Oh, okay. So in today's lesson, we're going to find out what the kids will do with that money.
I think they're going to give it to me.
You think so?
I hope so.
We'll see. Okay.
Meet the Wongs. Sharing is better. The kids are in the living room.
What should we do with this money?
Let's divide up the money. What? I found this money, so I get to keep it all. No! Grandpa gave the money to all of us for helping him. Then I should get more because I found it.
Stop fighting, boys. I have an idea. Let's use this money to buy something together.
Yay! Now we have enough money to buy a video game.
No way. I don't play video games.
How about comic books? We all like reading One Piece comic books, right?
Good idea.
We have enough money to get the whole set. Woohoo!
Word power!
Something. Something. You need to eat something before you take this medicine. You need to eat something before you take this medicine. Video game. Video game. The TV is broken, so Adam can't play video games. The TV is broken, so Adam can't play video games. Comic. Comic. The pictures in these comic books are so funny. The pictures in these comic books are so funny. Set. Set. John went to the store to buy a set of tools. John went to the store to buy a set of tools.
So let's find out what's going on by reading the scenario. It says the kids are in the living room.
Okay, the living room. The room in the house
where you watch TV?
You do your living. Yeah, you watch TV, you hang out with your family in that room. Now, Paige starts off with a question. Another question. So many questions in this story. She says, what should we do with this money? Yes, how are they going to handle it? 2,000 NT, three people. Who gets what? Who gets how much?
Well, Timmy knows what to do. He says, let's divide up the money. Okay, so to divide up something means to give an equal share of something to everyone. For example, let's pretend I have 10 pieces of candy.
You have 10 pieces of candy?
Okay, and I want to share some with Joe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'll divide up the candies between us so we each get an equal share. That means we get the same amount.
So I get 8 and you get 2.
It's not the same.
But I want 8.
No, equal.
Oh, equal.
Same.
Okay, I kind of tuned out when you said equal. So, okay. So 5 and 5.
Right.
Not 8 and 2.
No.
Okay, too bad. Well, Jimmy says, Jimmy seems not happy about this. He says, what? I found this money, so I get to keep it all. Okay, we have an old saying in English, finders keepers.
Oh, finders keepers.
Finders keepers. It means if you find something, even if you're with like a group of people, you get to keep it. You get to keep it. It's kind of something that kids say before they learn about sharing. Finders keepers, I get it, I found it, it is mine. So he's kind of saying, well, I should get all of it.
Money, yeah.
2,000 NT, it's all mine.
Mm-hmm. Well, Timmy thinks this is not fair. I mean, they all helped Grandpa clean his room, right? So it isn't fair. So he says, no, Grandpa gave the money to all of us for helping him.
Grandpa did say that.
He said.
You, not like you as in like Timmy or Jimmy or Paige, all of you can keep the money, not just one person. Jimmy says, then I should get more because I found it. So he wants like a finder's fee or something.
He kind of wants like what you wanted, 8 and 2, remember the candy?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're both a little bit greedy, maybe. He's more greedy than me, though.
He is, yeah.
Yeah, so he says, I found it, so I should get more than you guys. So like 800, 600, maybe? I'm not sure what kind of deal he's looking for here.
Okay, so Paige doesn't want her brothers to fight because it sounds like they're going to probably fight soon. She says, stop fighting, boys. I have an idea. Let's use this money to buy something together. Okay, so here we see our first word power word for today, something. S-O-M-E-T-H-I-N-G. Something. It's a pronoun. We use the word something when we talk about a thing that we do not know what it is or what its name is. For example, you need to eat something before you take this medicine. You need to eat something before you take this medicine.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good idea. Mm-hmm. They can buy something, and then they can share the thing that they buy, hopefully. Hopefully they won't fight over that, too. Well, Timmy seems like he agrees. He says, yeah, now we have enough money to buy, a video game. Oh, that sounds like a good idea. That's something they can all play together, something they can all enjoy as long as they all like video games. Video game is spelled VIDEO GAME, video game. And that's our second word power word for today. A video game is a game in which you press buttons on a control to move images on a screen. For example, the TV is broken, so Adam can't play video games. The TV is broken, so Adam can't play video games.
Okay, Paige doesn't like this idea.
Uh-oh.
Okay, she says, no way. We say no way when we do not agree with something or if we don't want to do something. Just like how Joe said he wanted 8 candies and he wanted to give me 2.
And you said?
No way.
Yeah. Means she was not going for it. I tried. I tried to make, you know, the deal seem good, but she was just not having it, so she said, no way, just like Paige is saying now.
So Paige tells us why she doesn't agree with Timmy's idea. She says, I don't play video games.
So this would be a bad deal for her.
Yeah.
The boys, they get a video game and they can play it, and then Paige gets what?
Nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So of course she's going to say, no way. Now, Jimmy has another idea.
Okay.
He says, how about comic books? Okay, not video games. Let's try comic books instead. We all like reading One Piece comic books, right? Do they all like reading these comic books? This is our third word power word for today. Comic. C-O-M-I-C. Comic. A comic is a magazine especially for children that tells stories through pictures. For example, the pictures in these comic books are so funny. The pictures in these comic books are so funny.
Speaking of comics, actually, Meet the Wongs is a comic.
That's right. It has pictures to go along with the story. Of course, I'm sure our viewers are familiar with comic books like, you know, Spider-Man, Batman, Superman, Superwoman as well. And, you know, normally, I think mostly boys read comic books. I'm not saying there's no girls that read comic books. There are. And comic books, of course, are for everybody. They're for boys, girls, and not just kids, too.
No, and adults, too.
Lots of adults read comic books, too. But not everybody is necessarily a fan of comic books. Although, I know I had comic books when I was a kid. Oh, yeah.
Comic book did
you have? I was a big Spider-Man fan. Because I would watch the cartoons on TV, and then I would read the comic books, too. But did you read comic books?
I read this one. I don't know if you guys are familiar with, and it kind of tells my age, but the Archie
comics.
Those
are still around.
Are they serious?
I think so.
Yeah, there's Betty, Veronica.
Yeah, Jughead.
Archie. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was about American teenagers, basically.
And then two girls were always fighting over the one guy named Archie,
Yes, Archie was very popular with the ladies. But are comic books popular with Paige?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
Let's find out next what's going to happen. Does Paige agree with this idea? She didn't want video games.
Nope.
Does she want to buy comic books?
And yes, she does, because she agrees with Jimmy, and she says, good idea. Okay, so that means she reads comic books, and not just any comic books. She reads the One Piece comic books, that Jimmy suggested.
Okay, so if you say good idea, it means you agree with something. It means I like that idea. Let's do what you just said. Now, Timmy then says we have enough money to get the whole set.
Wow.
The whole set. So they're not just going to buy like one comic book.
No.
They can buy a set of them. Set is our next word, power word. S-E-T is how you spell it. Set. A set is a group of similar things that belong together in some way. For example, John went to the store to buy a set of tools. John went to the store to buy a set of tools. All right, so they said they have enough money to buy the whole set of comic books. We just learned about what a set is. It's a group of similar things that go together. He said they could get the whole set. Whole here means all of something, or an entire group, or an entire collection of something. So that means they can get all the comic books in the set, not just one. We could also say like, oh, I ate a whole pizza for lunch, or something like that. It means I ate all of it, all the pizza.
Not one slice.
Not one slice.
The
whole thing. Okay, so remember that. Whole means all of something. They are very lucky they can get the whole set of comic books, and they've finally agreed on what they can buy. That brings us to the end of the conversation today. Before we leave you, let's have our wrap-up for the day. So in the conversation today, they were trying to figure out what they can buy. They started off by having an idea about video games.
Video games.
Okay. And you play those with controllers just like these. These are from the Nintendo Wii. So these were the video games that would kind of make you more active, like get you up off the couch and get moving. And you could play sports and things like that. But Paige was not a video game fan.
No.
So sorry, bye-bye video games.
But
also,
she was a fan of comics.
Comic books. These are comic books.
You guys are probably familiar with this
one. I'm sure you've seen all the stores where people hang out and read these in the store, and they always want to get the whole set. These have numbers on them, so this is number 56, I guess, in the set.
54.
Where's 55? I want to know what happens between these two. You got to get the whole set. That's the thing. You got to keep getting more.
This is not a whole set.
This is not a whole set. No. This is a very, very incomplete set. So that's what they were going for. Those are the things they were talking about buying. What would you do if you found some money with your friends? Would you split the money? Would you buy something? You guys can have a chat about what you would do if you found some money as well. As for Angelina and myself, we're right out of time. Until the next edition of A Plus English, I'm Joe.
I'm Angeline.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Step by step.
I have an idea.
What should we do this weekend?
I have an idea. Let's go watch a movie.
No way.
Can you finish my homework for me?
No way.
I can't find the right jacket for this weather.
I can't find the right jacket for this weather.
Hey, I'm Vina. Again, it's our 小聚会时间。其实啊，这种季节转变时期呢，最讨厌的地方就是你不知道衣服该怎么穿。穿短袖短裤怕晚上会太冷，长袖长裤呢又热死人。I can't find the right jacket for this weather. 我实在找不到适合这种天气的外套。I can't find the right dress for the date. 我找不到呢适合去约会的洋装。有没有觉得今天的小聚会非常的好用呢？ Find 后面的受词啊，可以是物，也可以是人。 I can't find the right answer to the question. 我找不到这个题目的正确答案。 The right answer 呢，就是这个句子的受词。 I can't find you something to drink. You 放在 find 后面呢，表示人的受词哦。我找不到东西给你喝。 I find a pet toy under the sofa. 我在沙发底下呢，发现了宠物的玩具。So, let's practice today's 小聚会 again. I can't find the right jacket for this weather. I'll see you later. Bye.
I can't find the right jacket for this weather.
I can't find the right jacket for this weather.
Meet the Wongs. Sharing is better. The kids are in the living room.
What should we do with this money?
Let's divide up the money. What? I found this money, so I get to keep it all. No! Grandpa gave the money to all of us for helping him.Then I should get more because I found it.
Stop fighting, boys. I have an idea. Let's use this money to buy something together.
Yay! Now we have enough money to buy a video game.
No way. I don't play video games.
How about comic books? We all like reading One Piece comic books, right?
Good idea.
We have enough money to get the whole set. Woohoo!
Something. Something. You need to eat something before you take this medicine. You need to eat something before you take this medicine.Video game. Video game. The TV is broken, so Adam can't play video games. The TV is broken, so Adam can't play video games. Comic. Comic. The pictures in these comic books are so funny. The pictures in these comic books are so funny. Set. Set. John went to the store to buy a set of tools. John went to the store to buy a set of tools.